Triple Team Traffic, back over to KSL's Traffic Center at Ricky Meese.
Still seeing some heavy and slow traffic moving southbound on I-15. It's going to start about 45 south, continuing to 90 as south, northbound I-15. Some busy traffic going from Sandy to Midvale. Looking good on I-215's belt route around the valley, but just a patch of heavy traffic that lingers. Before this accident, westbound on the 21st South Freeway, just before 5600 West. Lynn Thomas?
You still got slow rolling if you go around the point of the mountain, I-15 southbound into Utah County, all the way down to just past Thanksgiving Point. Then it eases up nicely and you're smooth sailing all the way down to Spanish Fork, except for a couple of crashes. One is southbound, has been moved to the right shoulder at Center Street exit in Provo, and KSL traffic trooper saying there's a second rest southbound I-15. This one in Orem, just past University Parkway exit. Haven't found that on the cameras yet, but it is a little bit slow in the area. And it is slow on the surface reach University Parkway as you head down to Provo. Mark?
Still looking at leftover Davis County delays, northbound I-15 just past Burton Lane up to Layton Hills Mall, and then southbound wreck at Riverdale Road has been keeping traffic coming from South Ogden a little bit slow. And we're going back to right now to Highway 89, where it looks like some construction work that had 89 down to one lane just south of Harrison Boulevard is still causing big delays. For a top quality kitchen or bath with top quality craftsmanship, call 3-Day Kitchen and Bath. We're always on time with no delays and meet all deadlines. Visit 3daykitchen.com. Mark Jackson of the KSL Traffic Center.